The thing about Oklahoma in winter is it doesn't really look like winter. Most of the time in the months of January, February, December, things are kind of orange, brown, or dull green. It's chilly at night, but it's actually pretty decent during the day. It doesn't really feel like winter, at least not in the Minnesota or Canada sense. So how then do you capture a photo of winter? That was on my mind when I went out with my camera on the day I shot this photo here, which was actually, oh boy, I want to say like early November. I usually schedule these posts a couple weeks in advance. So I'm guessing this was, it was still autumn, but nevertheless, I wanted to capture this sense of changing seasons. And here I saw this squirrel eating an acorn, and there were fall colors. And hopefully when you look at this, you get a sense as a viewer of when this photo was taken. It would look dramatically different if this were the same composition were in June, let's say. So that was kind of my goal, is to take a picture that evoked a certain a feeling of a certain time of year, even if it's not winter per se. I don't know if it worked out, but I hope so. And this is also not the first time I've featured a squirrel on this blog. And hopefully you don't mind the repeated squirrel pictures. I think I've even linked to one in the write-up for this. The problem with the 50mm lens is you can't zoom, and which maybe I started that wrong. It's not the problem. One of the features of 50mm lens is you can't zoom. So you have to get close to animals, like squirrels. But the problem with animals is they run away. So the solution is to be very sneaky. It doesn't always work. In fact, most of the pictures I have of squirrels from this day are not, they're more like brown specks in the distance rather than an actual squirrel. But this one, he cooperated, and I was far enough away. I had to crop this photo down in Lightroom, but I was far enough away that he didn't run away. So here you go, a picture of a squirrel, and it kind of works. It's not bad. Normally, I don't shoot wide open at f1.8, but I have been lately because my camera is dying. And I'm actually glad I did it on this shot, because a smaller aperture, which I probably would have used otherwise, would have led to a less interesting photo. I like that there's a clear separation of subject and background due to the wide aperture. You get that shallow depth of field. At first glance, though, there's a lot going on in this shot, and it's kind of a problem. It's sort of a whole wash of browns and oranges and greens, and it takes a minute to see that there's actually a squirrel here, which I guess is a good thing because squirrels are naturally camouflaged and things like that. I hope the squirrel becomes clear after a bit. I posted another image that I took maybe a minute after this one on the website. I don't like it as much. And all of these just illustrate some of the challenges that you face when shooting wildlife with a 50mm lens or any sort of shorter prime lens. Like this, I was going to say any prime lens, but there's plenty of wildlife lenses that are like 300, 400 millimeters that are great for shooting wildlife. I also shot this from below, and I don't know if that comes through or not. I hope it doesn't look like I'm just standing near the base of the tree pointing my camera upwards. It's actually one of the things I don't like about the other picture. It's really obviously shot from below, whereas this, yes, it's from below, but I'm a little farther back, and so it doesn't look like I'm just standing, like, looking straight upwards at this squirrel. Hopefully that's a little more interesting. Anyway, I'm perfectly happy with this photo. It did make me wish for a wildlife lens, so maybe someday I'll get one of those, but that would be way in the future. Got a lot of other priorities before then. The lesson here is try taking photos of animals. Even if all you have is an iPhone or a point-and-shoot, it's fun. It's challenging. It gets you out in nature, and if nothing else, you'll at least get to experience some of the beauty of the creation around you.